guy's head. And he died.
Jimmy Henson?
No, I'm sorry. Donnie Stinson.
Oh, Stinson.
Stinson. Yeah, his wife.
Wait, how old is he? Was he?
My age, maybe a year. No, let me see. His last year junior was 69. So he would have been 21 and 69.
That's my granddaughter.
Okay, in 1955, 56, and 57, he moved to Whippy to play your intermediate lacrosse. In 1957, he led the league in scoring with 62 goals. Was there any other year that you also won a scoring title? Do you remember?
53.
The one that's 54.
I played for Whippy for 3 years.
Right. And but you won the scoring title 1 year.
Yeah, and they said I didn't because they said that one that you got.
With the 60-some goals?
The 40-some-odd.
Yeah.
Against Streetsville?
Yeah, that was 54.
The one we just photocopied.
Yeah, that was 54.
Okay, 54, 55, and 56.
That you won the scoring title?
No, I don't remember. Just but that one, I won it because they took it away from me. Said it was a tie because they said they had put Rusty's
stats for yours
with it. We didn't fight it. What the hell? Who cared? All I went into it was for the fun. So.
Well, it's nice to look back and have stuff.
Well, I sat there for 2 hours yesterday afternoon just going through this stuff, remembering the guys and the times and that.
In all your years, what do you think was your most fun year you had in lacrosse, playing?
1968.
Because you just won the Man Cup.
Nope. Because we took a team from over the hill. Jimmy Campbell, Harris, Doug Vipon, Paul Tran come back, Jerry Burles come back because we could have went pro, we played, got a team together. We started, I'm Mike Gray.
Yeah.
We got 4 guys, and we went from there. Picked our team from Spike Howe and Sandy Doberstein.
Yeah.
When we went to our first game in. Where the hell did Streetsville or something? We went to our first game, we never had a goaltender. Mike Gray was going to go in. And we got there, Spike Howe was there and Sandy Doberstein. Bessie signed them. And from there on we went to the Man Cup and won it.
68, was that the year that Peterborough moved to
what's the year Colbert
or something? Yeah, there was a pro league.
Pro league.
But
Hastings.
Hastings. Moved, was it to Hastings?
Or I think so.
Didn't they play some games in Belleville?
Oh, and, that was B. No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, there was a B team.
They went
to that, yeah.
Yeah, there was a B team.
Right.
Bridgewater, on this, that's in around Peterborough someplace.
Because Mike did play goal 1 game for
that's
the
right.
Redmen.
Spike Howe got punctured
lung. It was in 68 that he did it?
Got a punctured lung and we were playing at home and what did happen?
Yeah, how do you get a punctured lung?
He got hit. Got knocked down. And that's the night I got my lip cut right through on the last play of the second period. And Spike got hurt just before that. And so Mike Gray went in, and I was supposed to go to the hospital, but seeing Spike got hurt, we couldn't. So we could screw that. So we played, Spike wanted to keep on playing. I don't think so. And we had a doctor, used to live just up the street from the arena. And he went there. Yeah, he played, not the whole game, he played I would say at least half. And then we got Joe, we got some kid, the junior A kid from Peterborough, to come in to play the next series. And then the OLA wouldn't let us keep him, so we had to go with this Joe from Port Credit.
Tom Tashian?
Tom, yeah, his brother was Joe, yeah.
Yeah, big long name.
Yeah, his brother was Joe. Yeah, Tom, what was his last name? I just read it this morning.
Tashian.
Yeah, something like that.
Tom, you know the guy I'm talking about, Tom Tashian.
Yeah, he won.
Flory and Tom Tashian.
No, that was his brother.
Name. Oh, okay, Joe was the goalie.
Yeah, one was a goalie and the other one was a centerman.
That Florian guy's in the Ontario Hall of Fame.
But they told us that we had to use one of them guys. And said, no, what's the matter with this kid? You know, we're paying his gas back and forth, and that's all he wanted. And they said, no, you have to pay him. So they said, okay, so they phoned him. He won $100 a game. So, you know, what could we do? They paid him $100 a game. And then when he won, Bill Matt, or what do they call that medal at the end?
Oh,
best player?
The Mike Kelly Award.
Yeah, he won that. Oh, I was pissed off. We paid this out, you know, nobody else got paid.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. Nobody asked for gas money, nobody asked for nothing. We paid,
In 68, where did they play the Man Cup? Was that in Whitby? And then 69 was out west?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and then Oshawa. We played in the Oshawa Arena.
Oh, really?
They made us play there. Brooklyn wasn't big enough. They figured they were going to get Greendale fans. Dunks. Fill up the arena in Brooklyn. At least it'll be full. Oshawa was... No, people will say, screw it, we're not going to Oshawa.
I know, I jump around a lot here, but I'm going to go back to 1958. You played for Mimical.
Yep, one game.
Yep, I think I got you down for more than that.
Nope, one game.
Well, I'm going to show you. You don't even remember. Then someone was
playing. Yes, I remember that because he offered us $10 a game.
Well, someone was playing under your name then.
Ken Greer.
Ken Greer was playing under your name?
No. Greer. The guy that owned the team. He owned the Mimical Mountaineers for a long time. His son played. Said, oh yeah, I'm coming to Brooklyn. Then he went and played for Toronto.
I got it in somewhere. I think I got you down for something like 9 goals in 6 games. So you don't want to...
No, not there. Jerry Ravey, he phoned us and asked if Jerry Ravey and I could go up because they were short guys. And we played against Brampton that night.
49, 50, 56, intermediate. They've been using your name. Bob Hanna played.
Yep.
And it's a lot of guys, and you know, look on there, and they got you down for 6 games, I think 9 goals.
Kenny Lawton, Tom Petition.
You weren't drinking back then, were you?
Yeah, I drank, but not that much.
Don't miss a year.
Kapaski, yeah. Dix, yeah. Davidson. Oh, shit. Tom Green.
Now the memory is returning.
Jerry Ravery. Only got him for 3 games.
Yeah. Well, you see.
Yeah, unless he went when I didn't know, but I didn't play 6 games there.
Well, take him. You need the. You want the goal.
That's right. Yeah, I played the game for the fun of it. and Vipon.
Yeah, I think you played one. See, all these are coming from
Bill Short.
The old summaries that come out of the Globe and Mail.
Yeah.
And that, and the Globe had pretty good summaries, especially in the 40s and 30s. And that's how I recreated all that stuff. But some years are better than others.
Maybe these guys, what year was this?
58.
58.
Because I don't have you playing for Brooklyn that year, or Whippy.
No, and I wasn't playing for Brooklyn. I was playing for Heron Park.
What was that, Over the Hill?
No, I was senior.
Heron Park?
Heron Park, this side of Toronto.
Scarborough, West Hill.
West Hill. What league was that?
Senior.
Heron Park.
Jack, holy shit, Red
Crawford?
Crawford.
Was that?
Johnny Bond.
Were they Scarborough? Maitland's?
That was.
58?
Before, but they
changed their name.
Got kicked out of, or they couldn't afford it. Didn't have any sponsors, so they couldn't afford the arena there. So Heron Park is just down little Mornings. Is that one Morningside that comes through?
Yeah, Morningside. Morningside.
You go down there a couple blocks, and it's a park with the lacrosse box. We played there 1 year.
Cause I got Scarborough playing, but I don't have any Scarborough summaries. I got Brooklyn, like. This was a league in 58. They didn't call them Heron Park from there. It's Scarborough.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's Scarborough.
But I missed
it. It was Heron Park, so they maybe, you know, they could
damn
have been
I wish I'd get their stats from 58.
Yeah, because Red Wilson split open Jim Cherry's head. He was running by and he... like that, and split them wide open. I thought we were going to have a riot.
What's the biggest riot you can remember being involved in?
which one? Oh, man, there were so many. And especially in Brooklyn. The team come into Brooklyn, and you're lucky to get out with your life. I would say probably in Aurelia.
Was that
in
when
the early days.
When the cops had to come in? The RCMP came in?
I wasn't playing for Brooklyn then. Mm-hmm. We were playing against the Indians from Buffalo. Uh-huh. We were playing in Buffalo. I was playing for Whitby. But, yeah, we went to Aurelia. So that had to be intermediate, whichever. I had a penalty and... there was three guys behind me giving me the, you know, woo-ha. I turned around and they started coming down. The next thing I seen this Ron Elliott, who weighed 100 pounds soaking wet, just went flying right over the boards. And we only had about seven guys that night. Luther Vipon come in, and we had a riot there for... The refs finally got it, you know, settled down. But yeah, I would say that. Or... when we played in Hagersville, where the fans, there's a lacrosse box, and the fans sit up here, looking down. And you go out underneath, and they're spitting at us and throwing bottles. But that really wasn't a riot, so.
What?
Yeah, I would
now,
say
I got one more I'm going to bring up. It was in the Man Cup.
Yeah, and I got thrown out.
Yeah, and you punched the referee.
Missed him.
What year was that?
I think that was 67. Not sure, because that's...
No, because...
No?
Because the Redmen went on to the Man Cup, but they didn't win it in the 64...
Well, we were...
63, 64, and the year that you got suspended for the year, they didn't make it to the Man Cup. They lost to Brampton. But I didn't bring those things
with
me. Well,
it could be...
But you were suspended for a whole year. You missed the referee. I thought you... Mike said you got him.
No. The last game of the series against Brampton, I come home and I had an itch in my ears. I don't know what.
I know, he had a hemorrhoid.
I had a hemorrhoid, one, and it was like that. So I went to the doctor and he said, just shove it in. What do you mean, just shove it in? So I told him, I said, I'm playing lacrosse. We got a championship to play. And he said, I don't think so. So that's when we played in Whitby. Two games here and then went to Peterborough and back here. And no, that wasn't either. That's a...
It's a West, I thought.
Yeah, West.
And it was Whitey Severson. Or did you get kicked out more than once?
No, just the 1 year.
Mike thought it was Whitey Severson.
Probably. But it was out West, yeah.
Yeah.
And
you had the hemorrhoids.
I still had a hemorrhoid, but I was playing. This must have been the next year, because we went there.
You had them for over a year?
Yeah, they wouldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And then some guy come down and went to check the guy with the ball, and this guy run into me. And the ref gave me a penalty for interfering with this guy. And I got up and... I don't know if I had the hemorrhoid or not, but it was bothering me. Like, you bastard, and I just swung. And I didn't hit him, but he fell down.
Yeah.
And then they suspended me for life. So we went to Montreal and they gave me a year.
Yeah.
But the referee sent a letter and said, no, I did not hit him. But I swung at him, but I did not hit him. So they gave me a year. So that was the next year. Yeah, that was a mark on my career.
So, you had some pretty good years at Brooklyn, though. Like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why we left Whitby was there were rumors going around. One of the Brooklyn guys come and said, you know, this guy's getting paid this and this guy's getting paid that. And we thought nobody's getting paid. There was Ravery and myself playing at that time for them. And instead of going and ask, we said, yeah. And then the guy that started it here, I forget his name now. He had two sons that played. Anyway, we signed with Whitby. They were starting up a new league or a new team. Mm-hmm. So we come here. Art Bradley came, Jerry Ravery, myself, and this other guy that shot his mouth off. So I finally found out that they were full of shit. You know, from that day on, I learned, you know, you hear rumors, you go ask, you know, just fool around. Then I found out later on, Art Bradley was in it. Or Art, $75 just to sign. So we never got that, but we played anyway.
I got some other pictures. 59 and 60, there's hardly anything out there on what went on. I don't have any stats. Also, 59, I got a summary, and that's when you were the most viable No, that's another year. The Metacris won.
Yep.
You won Intermediate A, and then you won Senior B by beating out Cornwall.
Mm-hmm.
You played them a two-game home-and-home series. And so you won the Senior B championship. Was there a trophy for Senior B back then? Like... Intermediate, they had that LaBelle, or what was it called, the Claire LaBelle trophy?
Levesque
trophy. And Senior B, like, you know, now they had the President's Cup, but back then, for Senior B, you didn't go out west, you just was Ontario champion.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if the...
We just got that one trophy.
Right.
There was nothing for...
In Senior B.
B or C.
Huh.
That I know of. We never had pictures taken with it.
Okay, and there's a picture of that team, too. That's the Intermediate Champs. do you remember?
Yeah, I probably got that in here someplace.
Do you remember if you won in 60? I know you beat, you won the intermediate A.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything about if you played Cornwall again for the to win the senior B.
Hmm. So we went, what, senior in 61?
61, yeah.
Yeah, and that's because we had a homegrown team, more or less.
And you had a bunch of Peterborough guys.
Yeah.
Because Peterborough didn't have a team.
A team, that's right.
You had Pat Baker, Cy Coombs. There were four or five guys. From the
Larry...
Ferguson?
Ferguson.
Yeah.
Cy Coombs.
Ken Rutten, I think.
Ken Rutten, yeah. Tall, lanky guy.
Heffernan. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was five or six,
yeah. I think we just won the intermediate A. And then.
60.
And then, yeah.
That was it.
Next year we went into senior.
Okay. Senior. So you don't know if you ever won senior B twice in a row. Just 59.
I was pretty lucky. Because those years, from 51 up, we always seemed to win something.
Yeah.
But you never got a cup or nothing like C or something.
Yeah, like, back in the 50s, they'd have the top, like, you had your senior A. They were the big guys. Then there was senior B champion. And then you'd have... They group off what do they call this? Intermediate A, Intermediate B, Intermediate C. So even if you're like six in the season, you get to play for a trophy.
For a trophy,
anyway. I don't know if they ever had trophies.
Intermediate, yeah. Yeah, Intermediate. I think Senior B wasn't that. Maybe we did play Senior B that one year.
You did in 59, but I don't know about 60. I can't find anything on 60.
Hmm. You got me. Might find something in here.
Yeah, I have to, a lot of years I have to sit down and look.
Yeah.
Because they roll all into one. Well, and I wasn't even around then.
Well, a lot of guys can remember, names and places and everything they won. And I played the game for the fun of it, and then that was it.
You coached in 69 and 68, too? Or would you just
68, play? Yeah. Martin said he did, but he didn't. I was a playing coach.
Both years?
Both years, because we needed players. It just wasn't enough
in
players.
In 69, Elmer came back, and he won the scoring title.
Yeah.
He had a really good year.
Yeah, they played for Detroit when they went pro
for,
2 years?
1 year, just 68,
Yeah,
so. Elmer and Neil Armstrong had a great year. 50 some goals, and he was never even a 20 goal scorer.
Yeah.
And in 69, he had 50 some goals. There was a bunch of natives that were really high up in scoring.
Yep.
The Squires. Now, you used to get mixed up with the Hills changed their name to Squires, or Squires changed their name to
Hills. It was hard. I tried to remember because we used to play down in Assasauqueney and then Hagersville.
Yeah.
These are all Indian teams. Then Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Then St. Catharines and Brantford. And they told us Brantford, there were two different Indian tribes. One sat on this side and one sat on this side and wouldn't talk to each other. Which was, crap. That's why I liked that 68 team. We had everybody showed up for practice. Everybody showed up for the game. And when we played for the Man Cup, we had to cut. We didn't cut. We had to drop. We could drop two guys and bring in
two guys from the league?
From another team. And I cut Charlie. I didn't cut him.
Who?
Charlie Grandy.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife just up and down my spine.
Who is your
Which
lady?
I can't blame her.
Yeah.
Ronnie Moore. Ronnie was happy to be, on on the bench as a trainer.
Yeah.
But Charlie was And I can't blame him.
And who were the two you picked up from?
One from Brampton. I just seen his name today too. He was one of their better guys, but he was with Brampton. So if you play for Brampton, you're an asshole, you know, cutting everything out. He come for us and he was second in scoring, I think. I can't remember his name. And the other was, we asked Rick Bizzen out. He showed up late.
Yeah, he was the top scorer in the league in
'68. Idiot.
He's from Old Town, wasn't he?
At the time, he was from Mississauga, of that area.
Oh, yeah, they had a team in that league.
I wonder if he's...
Bernie, you got any questions?
Oh, from Peterborough. Guy in the end.
I don't know, wouldn't be Bill Armour?
No,